In today's episode, I want to talk about a subject that's not only near and dear to my heart, but that is really important if we as Christians want to be taken seriously, namely the intersection of faith and science. Stay tuned. Hello, friends. Pastor Tim Westermeyer here, Senior Pastor of St. Philip the Deacon in the Western Suburbs of Minneapolis. Good to be with you as always. I hope this finds you well. I'm thinking today about the fact that just last week, I guess it's not quite a week from when we're taping this, we had the final Faith and Life event of the 2025-2026 season. It featured a gentleman named Dr. Francis Collins, who's a medical doctor and scientist who headed up the National Institutes of Health and the study group that discovered the DNA sequence. His talk was on faith and science. It was Faith and Science, Allies, Not Enemies, I think was the title. And so I guess one, I just celebrate the conclusion of another season of those wonderful talks. We'll link to his talk one of these directions, I can't remember which. And by the way, while you're there, we can maybe also provide a link, or maybe we'll link in the description to a whole lot of other good presentations over the past 23 years. That, again, this was the concluding, the end of the 23rd season of those events. We will, by the way, be announcing next year's season in a couple of months. Spoiler alert, or a little teaser, I mentioned this at his talk, it will include actually three of our five will be from Minnesota, which is a little unusual. Very typically, we have people coming in from out of state, maybe even from out of the country. So this is a little bit of a Minnesota theme, not in terms of what they're each talking about, but in terms of where they come from. So look for that. Anyway, as I was reflecting on Dr. Collins' talk, it struck me, and I don't recall this, but I'm sure I've discussed this in the past, but it bears repeating, that the belief that science and faith are at odds, that they are enemies, turns out is, I think studies have proven, it's one of the top two or three reasons that some people, at least, fall away from the faith or decide that they can't believe Christianity because, well, now we believe in science, so now we don't need to believe in the Bible anymore. I'm not going to get into why that's a bad argument, but it turns out that that's wrong theologically, it's wrong historically, it's wrong scientifically, it's wrong in every conceivable way, and yet it is a profound cultural assumption or truism or belief. I just today, actually before taping this, had a couple of conversations about Dr. Collins' talk and how people were responding to it. So again, what I'd like to do today is just lift up, as I've done before, for different subjects, some resources that are related to this topic that may interest you if you would like to study it a little bit more. And I'll start with some books by Dr. Francis Collins himself. The most recent one published by him is The Road to Wisdom, On Truth, Science, Faith, and Trust. He talked about that in his talk. The Language of God, and I'm not doing these necessarily in publication order, but this one was a very famous one by him. A Scientist Presents Evidence for Belief. So again, absolutely coming after that myth or the erroneous belief that science and faith are at odds and are not connected. he has two others. All of these have the words "the language of science," or they begin with "the language," that is. So this is "The Language of Science and Faith," Straight Answers to Genuine Questions, and then finally from Collins, The Language of Life. And again, this is directly related to his work with the Human Genome Project, DNA and the Revolution in Personalized Medicine. So you can look those up by him. A few others that I will mention as well related to faith and science. One is, and this happens actually, not all of these are past Faith and Life speakers, but this one happens to be. This is Dr. Janice Amatuzio. It's called Beyond Knowing, Mysteries and Messages of Death and Life from a Forensic Pathologist. So again, she herself was a forensic pathologist, and this is just a collection of her stories over a career in that field that are hard to explain if there isn't a supernatural realm. I guess I would call it that. Let's see, The Genesis of Science by James Hannam. This was a British gentleman. How the Christian Middle Ages launched the scientific revolution. This is sort of one particular historic period that he does a deep dive on. But again, culturally, we just get this wrong. You've maybe heard people say, I'm going to go all medieval on you, which suggests that medieval or the Middle Ages were a primitive, you know, unsophisticated time. It turns out that a whole lot of scientific advance happened during the Middle Ages. And again, it was done with the blessing and with the encouragement of the Christian church. So this is a wonderful volume. Let's see, a couple of others. This was one of our early Faith and Life speakers, a gentleman named Stephen Barr. So he himself is a particle physicist, Modern Physics and Ancient Faith, is actually an incredibly wonderful book that connects, well, precisely that, physics and faith. And then another book of his, The Believing Scientist, Essays on Science and Religion. I've now covered up my phone, which I guess I'm not, I don't, maybe I don't need it, but I couldn't find this volume. I mentioned my phone because I was looking a couple things up. Excuse me if I'm being random there. The gentleman who was the former head of the Vatican Observatory is a scientist named Guy Consolmagno. And he has a couple of volumes. I would you could Google him, Consolmagno. A kind of quirky little volume is Would You Baptize an Extraterrestrial? And then the other one is A Jesuit's Guide to the Sky. To the Stars, excuse me. A Jesuit's Guide to the Stars. Now the head of the Vatican Observatory is a gentleman named Richard D'Souza, who is also a past Faith and Life speaker. So if we can find it, maybe I'll link to that talk by him. And then the last volume, I know this is a lot, but we'll include these in a list as well, this is actually a chapter I want to reference from this book, The Triumph of Christianity, How the Jesus Movement Became the World's Largest Religion by a sociologist named Rodney Stark. And chapter 16... he's titled Faith and the Scientific Revolution, with revolution in quotes. And again, part of the point there is the revolution was founded on work that faithful Christians had been doing for a long time in advance of what we typically think of as the scientific revolution or the Enlightenment. So I'll leave it there. That's a lot of resources. Many, many more could be found. And again, one of the important points I'll leave you with is that, and Stark is actually a good example of this, these are not books necessarily that are all written by Christians trying to defend Christianity. I would say they're written by professional historians and professional scientists who are trying to put right myths and bad history that have developed over the centuries around this topic. It happens to be a particular interest of mine because I think it gets in the way of people actually accepting or trusting in the truth of Christianity, and it is unnecessary. It is not, in fact, a barrier when you actually do the work and study it. So, again, I would commend last week's Faith and Life talk. I would commend all of these resources. And as always, I would love to know if you have any questions or comments about this, and maybe we can talk about it more in a future episode. And until then, as always, thanks for being with me, and be well, stay in touch, and God bless.